committee meeting, agenda November 8th, 4 p.m. Before we get started, Open Meetings Act, copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-07-84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. We ask that the public, if there's anyone here, not to interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. Roll call.
Fodor.
Present.
Jack.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Chairman.
Here. Item number four, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Motion and a second. Roll call.
Jack.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Fodor.
Yes.
Chairman.
Aye. Item number five, proof of publication of meeting notice. I have proof of publication, which will be part of the permanent record. Item number six, agreement with Westwood Solutions, LLC, for a donation at Glacier Creek. Ian?
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. I think I have a pretty good item for you all today regarding a donation to the district. That donation will be coming from Westwood Solutions, LLC. So Westwood is currently developing about 261 acres of land for a light industrial project located near State Street and State Highway 133. This development has resulted in the loss of prairie ecosystem. Typically, if there's going to be prairie involved in a proposed development project, the city would flag that during the review and would coordinate with the applicant to undertake mitigation action. In this case, neither the city nor Westwood was aware of the existence of that prairie until after it had already been graded out from the site. So in light of this, Westwood and the city have been in discussions and are looking for some post-grading mitigation actions. They have reached an agreement and approached the NRD and are interested in donating $100,000 to the Glacier Creek site. Many of you are probably familiar with the Glacier Creek site. It's located near 144th and State Street, and we plan to establish about 43.5 acres of reconstructed prairie there. So this $100,000 donation would go towards the establishment and maintenance of that prairie. So the attached agreement in the memo details mostly what I just kind of said there, the background of the intent behind the donation, what the donation will be used for, and has been reviewed by the city, the NRD, and by Westwood. But if you have any specific questions about the agreement or about the donation, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Move adoption of the staff recommendation.
Okay. We got a motion to adopt. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak to the item? Directors? Director Thompson?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time and energy and money on the L1 Prairie. And according to the second map on the, in the handout,
yep.
So all that, the red circles, that's the development?
Can we go to the end of the attached agreement? Is it
Exhibit B?
Yeah, it'll be Exhibit B. It should be the very last page on here, page 7. Are you talking about those the red circles surrounding? It's like kind of near the bottom of the site there, those around the green shaded areas, Director Thompson?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking about?
Yeah. Is that the wetlands or is that the development?
So that's some buffer zone around the wetlands. That's actually also prairie. That's not included in the 43.5 acres that I mentioned. But so this picture is Glacier Creek. Their site is located around 114th and State Street, and then Glacier Creek is over here at 144th and State Street. Okay. So their development isn't located within our site.
So this illustrates on the northern end there what we can buy or expand. Is that what the purpose is?
This is just a map of the site and the different vegetation that's going to be established there, the prairie and the wetlands. It was just included in the agreement to display that 43.5 acres, which is kind of that shaded crossed yellow area, the bulk of the area that you're seeing in this diagram. Those red shaded portions are not development. That's actually prairie around the wetlands there. Does that answer your question?
I guess I don't understand why it was put in as part of the agreement, but it just to indicate that your money's going to go here?
Yeah, just to show, yeah, the prairie land that the donation would be supporting.
So where that's located. We don't have a picture of the wetlands they're destroying.
No, no. And so that's actually one of the issues with what occurred is that we're not really aware of where exactly, and it wasn't wetlands they destroyed, it was prairie that they removed with their grading. The city's not sure of where that prairie was located or how much was removed, which is one of the reasons that it was a bit difficult to decide on a mitigation action, and they would prefer to donate to us where we have a large area of prairie that we're planning to establish. If that makes sense.
They weren't sure because it wasn't mapped out properly, or they just didn't look?
The prairie that was removed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe there was any survey or mapping of that area. After the fact, there was some public response to the project after the grading that alerted them to the fact that there had been prairie there before, but I don't think there was any exact number of acres of how much was removed.
Okay, and how did we come up with $100,000?
That was suggested by Westwood and the city. They approached us with that number.
Okay, and we're good with that. I mean, that's enough, or we need more, or whatever. That's fair, reasonable.
Well, I was going to ask the question, how much continued how much continued maintenance is there on prairie land? Is that something that takes a lot of money through the years, or is prairie land just kind of prairie land, we leave it alone and...
I think there's a good deal of continued maintenance. I know that maybe Amanda, you can speak to that.
Yeah, so probably, we're anticipating some maintenance on the prairie for the first several years at least. But once it's established, then UNO really takes on the day-to-day maintenance, which is just like a prescribed burn is pretty much how they control things at the Allwine Prairie, which is adjacent. And speaking back to the number, the 100,000, we don't really know because we've never had this happen before, and we've never really, the city has also not had this happen where they've tried to do some kind of retroactive compensation. But this project, you know, we were intending to pursue regardless. So the donation really is very helpful, and we think it will go a long ways to cover really all of the prairie seeding, which is done really by hand mostly all out there. So a good contribution to our site, which we would have taken that cost on anyway.
Before I conclude my comments, which was not fake. Someone didn't look close or whatever. I'm not going to pinpoint that, but a bigger concern is whether if there's turnover in the city of Omaha and our maps, whether we created or it was created by the GIS section of Douglas County or whoever. I guess please assure me that the maps are accurate so this doesn't happen again. I'll give you another example, which I haven't examined carefully yet, but Coal Creek, we bought some houses with FEMA money before a lot of your time, and my son lives nearby. Well, I went by this year. There's a new house on one of the vacant lots, and I've got to find me details. And my immediate thought was someone forgot that you can't build a house there. And I wondered if, in my mind, if this is the same thing. No one's going to notice that you dug a prairie up. So I'm glad it was caught. 100,000 does seem fair and reasonable because we have nothing to compare it to. But didn't we have a little issue with Westwood on negotiations for buying the land? Or was that someone else?
Someone else.
Okay, thank you. Continue to reassure me that our maps, wherever they might be, are accurate. That's all.
Ted. So the 43.5 acres, are they the red circled areas? Or what is the 43.5 acres? I mean, where is it?
So we would call that the upland areas.
So we at the top of the map you're talking about?
So this site, where the circles are the low points. And then the yellow hatch is... So, just seeded native prairie in between the wetland seeding. So all that area in between what we have going on at Glacier is 43.4 acres.
Okay. Yeah, so this portion here displays the 43.
Everything between the red circles, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Yeah, so what the cursor is on here, that yellow kind of dotted portion that's shaded in here. So all the way from, you know, up here, that includes it. And then similarly. Like,
but what's inside the red circles then?
Those are wetlands. This site is also a wetland and stream mitigation bank, so we're trying to be mindful of keeping that separate from what this money is going for, because we would be using or selling mitigation credits, so we don't want, you know, we kind of just want to keep that separate.
Okay.
So the wetland and the stream work that you see there, that's all part of the project, and it's actually complete now. But those are for wetland credits and stream credits.
I drive by this on a very regular basis. It's a massive project going on there. What exactly is this, anyway?
So this is...
It's just massive. They're moving a mountain of dirt.
Oh, about that project?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a light industrial... And you probably
know
what it is.
I do.
Yeah.
We can't say. Is that it?
I'll say, and it's Google. But I have a couple of questions. Oh, this is brought before us on our agenda. Has this particular issue, if anybody know, passed through the City of Omaha's agenda for the City Council?
So I do not know. I do not know that it needs to go to council. As far as their planning commission has told us, their staff has reviewed that.
I see. Thank you. And then I had another question. Let me think. What was the other question? Oh, will we be? We're sort of. I don't know how we're not going to be liable in any way, shape, or form, right? Even if we accept this $100,000 and be a party to what might have happened, or would you?
We're not liable for anything. We're not part of the action that occurred. We're simply a recipient of an agreement between the city and the developer to mitigate what they inadvertently destroyed. So we're not part and parcel of anything, but being a recipient of the $100,000 to improve or to pay for a project that we are already doing and going to do. So it's very simple transactions. There's no liability for us.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have a few. I think I'm confused. Are you saying that they've already regraded this land?
Yes.
This is Glacier Creek on the screen right now, 144th and State, and that's separate from the work they're doing. This is our project.
So we already had a plan there and have been working on it, and they've just wiped out our plan with
regrading. Yeah.
Two separate sites.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I think the confusion, and it was confusing to me at first. Can you go to Exhibit A? That's just one page. Yeah. So Exhibit A is the site that Westwood's Solutions grading company is working on,
mm-hmm.
right here. So that's roughly, well, it's Blair High Road and State Street. So that's, what, 120th and?
Around 114th.
114th. This is where the prairie was removed. The NRD does not own any property over here. I mean, we have no prairie land whatsoever. The city caught the error after the fact, and the solution was to give the NRD money for our project 2 miles west, which is Exhibit B. Can you scroll down? So Westwood was not on our property, did not affect any wetlands that we have planned or anything. The city just came up with the idea of, why don't you give $100,000 to NRD?
So it's an offset.
Basically, yeah.
But you guys, as our staff, we know how much it costs to create an acre of prairie grass, don't we?
Yeah, this is,
it just depends on what variation of 29 native prairie grasses we decide to go with, right? And what type of habitat we're attempting to create.
Right. So we've already bid this project, so we know what the total cost is. This project is around $3.5 million.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Josh?
So why is the NRD a party to the agreement? We're releasing. If we don't have any interest in the prairie land,
mm-hmm.
we're just agreeing to take the money so that their settlement is effective.
Yeah, they asked that we join the release. I don't think they fully understood that we don't really have any enforcement on that prairie land. It's not like we govern prairie land. I mean, other than in land we actually own, so we're really not releasing anything. They just asked us to release a claim that we already have.
Mm-hmm.
questions? Roll call.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Chairman?
Aye. For adjourned.
The time is 4:15. We'll call the FELSO committee to order. Notification of the Open Meeting Act. It is posted in the rear of this, rear of this room. Quorum call.
Bradley?
Yes. I'm here.
Tommy?
Here.
Davidson?
Here.
And Chairman?
Yes, here. Adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Tommy?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes. Proof of publication of meeting notice. I have it before me. Moving on to item six, amendments to Nebraska Association of NRD's foundation bylaws. John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attached is the drafts of revisions to the bylaws for the NARD, the NARD Foundation, and the NARD Risk Pool. These were simply reflected. They haven't been looked at or modified in a number of years, and they reflect best practices in each of the foundation and the risk pool. This has been approved by the NARD board, and so they sent these out to each district to basically ratify what the board's actions have been. We did list all the changes to the bylaws for the NARD. If you go to the page 2, the NARD Foundation bylaws and the NARD Risk Pool bylaw changes, and they're same. They reference the page numbers those occurred. So, again, they're not major. There are a lot of housekeeping and best practices changes that were made. So, they have to answer any questions you might have.
Can we get a motion on the floor, please?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion from the general public? Directors? Seeing none, roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Tommy?
Aye.
Chairman?
Yes. Thank you. Item 7, no named high ground easement purchase.
Good evening. Good afternoon, I should say. First of all, Brent, do you want to do executive session, or is there a need for that? Okay. Tonight we're bringing to you three parcels that have been actually signed by the owners of the property, so we have three purchase agreements to present to you tonight. As of tonight, if you include these three, 11 tracts or 11 owners have been basically signed on agreements, and there's only two left, and that's going to be going to eminent domain process in December. So we have two left after these tonight, as a side note. The first one is Kenneth and Jean Boycourt. They actually did sign a purchase agreement for the value of the appraised mount. The appraised mount was $12,300 for lot 54, so they agreed to the purchase price of that for that lot for the easement for this No-Name Dyke flood control high ground easement area, easement project. Again, this is the project we're doing to basically tie off No-Name Dyke to high ground in Soquel Camp. So this is one of the 13 tracks that basically we're dealing this with, and we've been talking about this all summer, as you know. Any questions on this? The first one, the Kenneth and Jean Boycourt? Okay. Motion.
You want to do it individually?
Individually.
Okay. Can we get a motion on the floor for this, please?
Second.
Any discussion from this public? Directors, roll call.
Bradley?
Yes.
Tommy?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes. Lot 53,
Blankman. Okay. The next one is Joseph and Lisa Blankman. And their lot number 53 has a house on it, and their price value is $8,200. They have asked for 10% additional fund on that, so it's a total of $9,220. So additional $820 is what they're asking for. That's their counteroffer. That's what they agreed to settle at. They have signed a purchase agreement to that effect. And this is, we've had several of these like this, 10% over the appraised number. There is actually four If you look at the total number of 13 tracts, there'd be four that would be in that category of 10% over the appraised number. Again, we're recommending that you approve that for the purchase price of $9,200 and for the purchase agreement for this parcel. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have on this one as well.
Can we get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Anybody from the general public wish to comment? Directors. Roll call.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
And Sherman?
Yes.
Lot C, lot 4142, Bogat. This is the guy that started this whole thing out.
Right. It's. I'm very pleased to see that he actually signed this first agreement. It's been a lot of effort on the part of the Midwest right-of-way. As you know, there's been a contentious relationship with him and the entity, so it's and our negotiators. So it's been a difficult process to get to this point, but he finally did sign the purchase agreement. He did ask, he did counter at 10% over the appraised number. He initially countered at a higher number. We refused that, and so he came back and accepted finally 10% over the appraised number. The appraised value was $24,700, and so the 10% on top of the $24,700 is $27,170. So it's additional $2,470 beyond the appraised number. Again, he did sign for the amount, which is we're pleased that that happened, say the least. Any questions I'll try to answer your, you may have in this, and I'll be happy to answer.
Motion to adopt.
I'm sorry?
We need a motion on this?
Yeah, but yes, please.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion from the general public? Directors, roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
And Chairman?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
That's too quick.
Come on. You gotta go home.
You gotta go home.
Well, you don't have to.